Hey ladies, welcome back to the Put Yourself First podcast. Today's episode is a fun one, an exciting one for me. It was my 30th birthday on the 14th of January, and I thought it'd be fun instead of my normal life update episode to do 30 lessons I've learned through 30 years of life. And I guess these are lessons that I am sharing for my younger self. So I'm gonna invite you, please DM me on Instagram whilst you're listening to this. Obviously, if you can, and unless you're driving. And if you are driving, just make a mental note and come back and do it later. But when you hear a lesson, like the lesson that resonates with you the most, please hit pause and send me it on Instagram and let me know, Kat, when you said this hit me, or I needed to hear this. This one really resonated with me. With that being said, you would also like to give me a 30th birthday present. Then please rate and review the podcast if you've not already. It really boosts the podcast's visibility in search on both Spotify and Apple Podcasts if you review. With Spotify, if you're an Android listener, you can just leave a star rating. With Apple Podcasts, you can, of course, leave a star rating and a review. That is honestly the best birthday gift you could give me. 30 things I've learned in 30 years that I want to share for my younger self and for any other woman listening who needs this reminder, who is still, we're always learning, right? So maybe one of these lessons you're still practicing, you're still embodying, you're still learning. Maybe one of them you've already learned as well, and you're just like, hell yes, girl. I agree. Lesson number one is to put yourself first because nobody else is going to do that for you. You've got to take responsibility for yourself, for your well-being, for your mental, physical, emotional health. No one else. Past adulthood, once you're 18, no one else is responsible for looking after you, and you have to advocate for yourself. Lesson number two is go to the places and stay in the places where you feel more of yourself. If you are somewhere and you feel like you are shrinking yourself, you are diluting yourself, you are changing yourself to fit a mold, that is not your space, those are not your people. Stay around the people, stay in the places and spaces that make you feel more like yourself. Lesson number three is that if you want something, if you have a goal, you must become the version of you who already has that goal. You must become the version of you who is running that business, who is living in that house, who is earning that money, who is going on that holiday. Study that version of yourself and become her, because that is 80% of the game with this. And with this lesson, I will also signpost my previous episode, which is an amazing free training for you, going way more in depth on this specific lesson. So make sure you check that one out. Lesson number four is, if it wouldn't matter a year from now, if you won't be worrying about it or thinking about it in a year's time, it literally doesn't matter. So try and drop it because it's not worth your energy. Lesson number five is, if you are not regularly doing something that stretches you, that is you leaving your comfort zone, you are not growing. And it's okay to have periods, to have months at a time where you are just letting things settle and you are in your comfort zone. But eventually you're going to get that itch. And that's your sign that you need to shake something up and you need to make a move. Lesson number six is, nurture your friendships, particularly your female friendships, even if you need to make new ones as adults as well. And I've had to really learn that. And I'm so grateful that in my early 20s, I poured energy and time and left my comfort zone in nurturing and cultivating a larger friendship group, because when you get older, people are, it's really hard to maintain friendships. And especially for women, most women lose friendships or struggle to maintain friendships because as we get older, we're prioritizing family time, we're prioritizing our work, we're prioritizing other things in our life. So if you have that solid foundation with your female friends, you will continue to put in the effort to nurture those friendships and have that reciprocal effort and energy in making sure that you're catching up. Do not deprioritize it because female friendships are such an important part of your life. Lesson number seven is a good one and a simple one, and it's if people are making fun of you, if people are judging you, it's because they don't get it and it's about them and not you. It's weird to them. They don't understand it. It's out of their comfort zone. It's not what they know. That's literally it. So you can't let that stop you from continuing moving forward and doing the thing that you really want to do. Lesson eight is nervous system regulation will solve 99% of your problems. Learning how to regulate your nervous system. The sooner you can do that, the better, because it literally impacts every area of your life. Lesson number nine is to invest in yourself as if you are your most prized possession and your most lucrative asset, because you are. Investing in yourself pays the best interest. Lesson 10 is a really common one, and it's so true, and it's never go to bed angry. But I'm going to add, never go to bed angry, yes, at your partner, but also at yourself. If you're annoyed about something, if you're frustrated, if something stressful has happened, you've got to clear that shit so you can lay your head on the pillow and rest. You are not doing yourself any favors if you are going to bed pent up with all that energy still. And see the previous lesson if you need help doing that nervous system regulation. Lesson number 11 is sleep is everything. Being in the 5 a.m. club is so not cool if it means that you aren't getting 8 hours of sleep a night. Sleep is the number one most important thing and foundation for your health. And at some point along the way, you discovered that. And it changed your hormones, it changed your mood, it changed your mental health. Sleep is everything. It's so much better than getting up at 5 a.m. to try to be more quote unquote productive. No. Lesson number 12 is learning how to track your cycle, to track your fertility, and of course, to track your period is game changing. And you'll wish you learned about it sooner. You'll wish you were taught it at school, and you'll be really empowered with that knowledge of your body, of your hormones, and of quite literally the magic of being a woman. And it can support you in living an incredible balanced life once you get in sync with yourself. So, cycle syncing, cycle tracking is a game changer. And lesson number 13 is you don't need to show up trying to act like a man, especially in business. Be yourself. Embrace the power and the unique magic of being feminine, of having feminine energy. It changes the game in your business, it changes the game in your relationship, in your social life, in your health and well-being. Again, see previous lesson, because it's who you authentically are, and you don't need to pretend to be something you're not. You don't need to have this armor up and be in this defensive, really hard, masculine energy in business to be successful. That just isn't true. Lesson number 14 is confidence is self-trust. The more you trust yourself, the more confident you'll be. And if you had a friend who was always flaking out on you, who never showed up when you organized to see them, You wouldn't trust them. You wouldn't have confidence in them. So don't do that to yourself. If you want to grow in confidence, it's about keeping the promises you make to yourself and showing up for yourself, showing yourself that you are reliable on a day-to-day basis. Lesson number 15 is start your healing journey. Obviously, you need to start it when you're ready, and you need to be ready because it's challenging. There are ups and downs along the way. It's very emotional, but it's one of the best investments and one of the best things you could do for yourself because it quite literally changes the trajectory of your future. And it also heals and allows you to rewire and process the past and let go of things that no longer serve you. So start your healing work when you're ready. Lesson number 16. At some point or another, you're going to come across personal development people or manifestation people saying you need to think positive thoughts. And I need you to know that it's okay to be sad. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to be lonely. It's okay to be depressed, even at some points of your life when you're going through hard times. It doesn't mean that you are going to manifest more bad things happening. It just means you're human. And there is so much power and potential in receiving support, in processing those emotions, and seeing the lessons and the wisdom within them, the messages they're sending to your body. That is going to help you grow, help you manifest, help you succeed more than gaslighting and spiritually bypassing yourself because you think that you need to be positive all the time. Lesson number 17. Religion was taught to you growing up as a set of rules, as dogma, as a box that you need to fit in. And faith is about discovering your own relationship with God and the universe. So be open to that and allow that relationship to unfold, to happen in a way that is authentic and true to you, and let go of the rules and the shoulds and the what it should look like, what it should mean, because that is so often a man-made concept. So find your own flavor of faith and religion, and don't be afraid to step outside that box. Lesson number 18 is travel. Travel. When you're growing up, you think that traveling needs to be having a backpack with all of your belongings in and staying in the cheapest possible hostels and kind of sweating it out. And it doesn't. You still enjoy traveling. You still love to travel. You want the adventure. But find a way to do it in your own way because you get to do that. Lesson number 19 is with any goal, with any destination you want to reach in life, learn to love the journey there. Learn to love the hard work. Learn to love the patience. Learn to love the consistency. Learn to love the daily habits and the unglamorous shit that you have to do to show up as that version of yourself and to create that reality. Because if you can fall in love with the journey and not tie all your happiness onto a destination, you've already won. Lesson number 20, and I feel like this is such a juicy one, it's probably one of my favorites. At school, you're taught to fear discipline. You're taught that discipline is something to be fearful of. That it's something that involves pressure and criticism and just feels like shit. That's not discipline. What you were taught was discipline at school, being told off, having pressure put on you, fearing rejection, fearing being isolated from the class. That's actually just control and fear tactics. True discipline is a self-sourced energy. And when you cultivate and you utilize discipline for yourself, you are disciplined within yourself to do the things that you know your future self is going, you're going to be making your life better. That's the ultimate form of self-respect and self-love. And it has nothing to do with fear or with putting pressure on yourself and feeling like crap. Lesson number 21 is to stop waiting for a permission slip. You are a grown-ass woman. You don't need to wait for someone to come along and write you a permission slip to do something. You get to just fucking go for it if that's what you want to do. So start waiting for that permission slip and give yourself permission to just fucking do it. Lesson 22 is that most people leave a relationship or leave a situation, any situation, when it gets challenging, and then basically go on to attract and repeat that same exact pattern in the next relationship or the next situation. And if you're with someone who is a teammate, who is willing to put in the work with you, who cares, who you feel safe with, you can work through that together and you can break those patterns so you don't repeat them again. And on the other side of that, your relationship will be so magical, intimate, deeply loving, it will blow you away. Lesson number 23, and I really, really had to learn this one. Believe me, as a Capricorn, I had to learn this one. Have more fun. Let your hair down. Don't take life so fucking seriously all of the time. It's not all work and no play. Enjoy it. Don't take it so seriously. And make sure, like, yes, work hard. Yes, achieve your goals. Have so much fun along the way. You'll actually get there faster. You'll manifest things quicker because you'll be more magnetic, you'll be more well, you'll be more excited about life. Lesson number 24, external validation is a slippery slope because if you need it to feel good, and if you only allow yourself to feel good, to feel proud of yourself, to feel okay when you are receiving external validation, the compliment, the praise, the sale, the yes. When you're only feeling good when you receive that, that means that you will feel bad when you're not receiving that. And the key to a fulfilled life, especially with goal setting and personal development, is to detach and not rely on external validation in order to show up. To validate yourself, even when no one's clapping, even when no one's watching, even when no one is praising you, even when the outcome, the result is not happening, even if it feels like it's never going to happen, the key is to validate yourself every step of the way. And yes, enjoy the external validation. You're human, but don't rely on it in order to show up. Lesson number 25. People want things to fit in a box. They think in black and white terms. And the majority of things in life exist in the gray area. There's nuance. So sometimes taking a step back and seeing that nuance is really enriching, empowering, and allows you to feel more grounded and less of a us versus them mentality. And that applies to so many different things in life. Lesson number 26, and it's a good one. Your number one job is to feel good. No one else is responsible for your joy, for your happiness. And that also means that, yes, you're working hard, yes, you're taking action. But If you're not feeling good in the process, then we need to fix that because your number one job along the way is to feel good, is to create your life, create your happiness. Lesson 27. Success is not about the huge, shiny milestones and announcements. It's actually about the small moments along the way. And believe me when I say the huge milestones are cool and they're exciting, but they are short-lived and then life goes back to normal. So the real feeling of fulfillment, of success, of feeling proud of yourself comes from the really simple, basic day-to-day things you're experiencing and enjoying. Lesson 28. Build a life. Set goals, create a vision board that is based in your values, your version of success, not someone else's. So many people build a vision for their life based on what they think they should want, or what is going to make their parents proud, or what people from their community do. And they don't give themselves the gift of checking in with their values and what they truly want, what's the most important things in life for you? Because those top five things, your top five values, should quite literally shape your life, shape your 5-year plan, shape your vision board. If you're not doing that, you're going down a road of feeling unfulfilled and like, is this all there is? And I don't want that for you. Lesson 29, health truly is wealth. Enough said with that one. And the last one, lesson 30, is always, and I mean always, trust your gut. It will never steer you wrong, and you'll be really pissed off at yourself when you ignore it because you'll find out later that you should have listened to it. So always trust it. Tune into it, hear it. Trust it, act on it. Trust your gut, trust your intuition. She's always right. And that brings me to the end of this fun episode sharing 30 lessons I've learned in 30 years. So here's to the next 30. Can't wait. Maybe I'll be doing my podcast when I'm 60. Who knows? That would be awesome if I am. Let me know on Instagram, DM me. The link is in the show notes if you've not connected with me before on Insta. And let me know what is your favorite lesson that I've shared. The lesson that either you are like, hell yes, girl, I agree, I've learned this too. Or you are like, oh, like I really needed to hear this one. I really am working on this one as well. Look forward to hearing from you, love. And like I said at the top of the episode, if you would like to send me a little birthday gift, rating and reviewing the podcast in Apple Podcasts makes a massive difference. So I'd really, really appreciate that. Loads of love, and I'll speak to you soon in the next episode.